You're listening to Newfangled on 2SER 107.3 with Alessia and Billy. And who do we have, Billy?
We have Griffin and Nikki as well.
What's up?
Which is how we doing? Griffin and Beatniks, yeah. Who we played last week was their newest song, Exit Plan. And we just played Boneheads, and Griffin was very, very excited to hear his own voice.
Oh, yeah, he was.
He's calmed down now, guys, but it's all good. But, yeah, how about you guys tell us a bit about yourself? What do you do in this sort of project? Who plays what? Who produces? What's the split creatively?
So I think, like on this record, obviously I'm rapping on a lot of this. And we produced this record together. So a lot of, so Nick played bass predominantly on this record. But, like we brought in like a lot of other artists to work on this stuff. And it was really a lot of fun.
Yeah. A lot of the arrangements are all like pretty much 50-50.
Yep.
Everything's run by each other. We had an interesting process. When we started the record, we kind of gave ourselves 2 months to like write all the bed tracks.
Ooh.
So we were just kind of coming at each other each week with all the ideas we were making at home.
Oh, cool.
And then through that, we found like a sound. We're like, okay, let's stick to this palette. And then once we found that, we were like, cool, we've got something here. Now let's get on the guitar. And my mate Addison from my other group, Almost Toast, was collaborating on that. And then from there, we had a Hungarian flautist. Dorka Foster.
That's who
we,
awesome.
Dorka.
So we kind of got some international
some
features
spice.
On there.
Hell yeah.
Also Frankie, one of my work colleagues, who's a really talented like R&B soul artist. She's on one of the tracks that will be off the album. And she's from Spain and England originally. So just met her randomly and I was sending her music. I'm like, do you like any of this stuff? And she was like, I like this one. And we're like, cool. Let's get you in.
Yeah.
And then we had like percussion as well. Our friend Fenya. And then also Finny K on sax.
The goat of saxophone.
Yeah, crazy. There is a lot of sax.
Big shout out to
in all these tracks.
Yeah.
So you guys have been loving that sax sound. And
Really
sort of resonates with your music.
Oh, yeah. No, 100%. I feel like we wanted, because I feel like the bones for this album, we wanted to make like a project that sounded a lot like the music that we were listening to at the time. We both are really obsessed with like the UK jazz scene.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Everything that Yusuf Days has been doing, Ezra Collective, we are like so tapped in with all that.
Yeah,
we love
that.
And I think hearing like the saxophone on those records, we were like, we need to like have a saxophone on this record and really like bring out that jazz soul feel.
Also, To Pimp a Butterfly.
Yeah.
That was a big influence.
Yeah, 100%.
Is it Terrence Martin?
Yeah.
On the sax there.
Terrence
like,
Martin.
That was a big influence.
Yeah.
For Griffin, he was like, we need a sax player. I was like, I got someone.
Yeah.
That
sick.
Could do something in their own flavor. And it kind of just worked out
so
nicely.
So tasty. Yeah.
Wow. And this was, where was this recorded? Studio or home
Not
studio?
No, all in just like my bedroom. Literally.
Yeah.
The home studio.
Sick.
Yeah. Honestly.
Very DIY.
Yeah. Cool.
Keeping it hip hop in that way.
Straight. No. It's so cool.
We had one session at SAE.
Yeah, I think we did. We had one session over
there.
It was a bit, but like, it just didn't feel quite right. Like, when we brought everyone in there, it felt a bit too sterile. And we're like, this isn't what we're trying to go for. And it made us really realize the space we're recording in is really important when trying to capture a certain feeling. Mm. And because all the beats were like pretty much made at my house, and then I took it to Griff and Griff making it in his bedroom, it's like, everything was conglomerated in that room, so that's where it kind of started and it just felt right to bring all the artists in there when we were collaborating.
Wow.
Cool.
Yeah, sick. So what sort of, you already mentioned some collaborators.
Mm.
What was, what do you have planned for the album? What sort of, what's the rest of the vibe? What can people expect for that? And when is the album coming out?
The album is still, it's hopefully the... Definitely in the first half of next year.
100% first half of next year.
But it just depends 100%. How things are moving along in terms of the mixing and mastering. We've kind of got it sequenced along because it's 10 tracks, so we're like trying to do it in a way because as the level we are as artists, we kind of need to be putting music out. So we're kind of just, we're not in a rush to have it all done. But yeah, definitely hopefully before March.
Cool.
I'd like to say that.
Cool.
But we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
We have kind of a funky question.
And
I feel like we've always also kind of already answered it, but if there was one instrument you could have with you if you were stuck on a desert island, what would it be?
Oof. Oh, no, just a laptop count. Like,
I was thinking that when I wrote it. I was like, oh, they could put that same like laptop or like MIDI or something.
That's,
but like, no.
That's cheating.
I don't really play instruments like that. So it's like, I just fix it all up in the laptop.
There you go.
Your
voice is your instrument.
Yeah. Hey, there you go. I like that.
So are we arguing on the island or who's... You guys going to get along?
If we're both on the island together, man, I'm going to eat him, bro. Like, yeah, like he's
there will
he's
be right. fights. There will be fights.
Nick's tastier, is he?
Yeah, bro. I don't know, man.
Yeah, Griffin's saggy pants, man. Yeah. You don't want to eat that.
Bro, are you serious? Really? Yeah, are you serious?
Do not want to be eating that.
That's crazy. That's crazy, Billy.
I don't know. What would I bring on an island?
Dude, bass. What are you saying?
Bass. Could do something like what's that instrument that Damon Albarn plays?
I have no idea. What
it's like
about.
A little flute. He like plays it, but it's got like a keys.
Oh no, I know, dude. Yeah, I know exactly.
Just
what you're
running
talking
around
about.
The island. Yeah. Fucking pissing off Griff.
Yeah, then I'd eat him. Yeah.
That's the final straw.
Yeah. 100%.
Oh my gosh.
Cool. Well, what's in the works for a more, you know, for the foreseeable future for you guys?
There's gonna be an album launch once we've dropped the album.
Yep.
Kind of thinking about doing a listening party as well. Mm-hmm. Kind of more of the closer community and people that want to come and listen to the thing in its entirety. Just have a night just to celebrate without having to play. And work.
Cool, true.
Because it's gonna be a big endeavor. I think putting it's gonna be a 7-piece band when we're doing the album launch.
It'll be a big band.
So that's gonna take some work.
A lot of moving parts. Yeah.
MDing that and like building it up, but I'm looking forward to doing that and doing that with Griff because we've been in the studio for so long now.
Yeah.
And then we get to show it off. Yeah. Doing all the behind the scenes admin work you got to do as an independent artist.
Yeah.
Drives you insane.
15-second posts.
All the content. Oh my God. You're my head in.
You're all engaged.
No, but I enjoy it. I enjoy the process of that also.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've been learning a lot in that department, which has been cool. And then now it's like, let's go and play this live. And that's going to be the really fun part. And then, try and like probably have a small iteration to do more shows with. Looking to try and just like get some support slots before just to get a feel of how we're going to translate it live before just going straight into an album launch. We'll see what happens. We'll just cook a few things and then just keep an eye on what we're doing and we'll post when that's ready.
Awesome.
Yeah.
We'll be telling everyone on Newfangled when it'll be.
Yeah.
So don't worry about
epic.
That.
Oh, epic.
Great. Well, thanks guys so much for coming on.
You're so welcome. Thank you for having us,
great.
Guys.
Yeah. For those tuning in just now, you're listening to Newfangled on 2SER. We're here with Griffin and Nick. And you can hear this entire interview when it's uploaded onto the website, which will be very soon when Billy does that.
Yeah, or when I do it. Either sooner or later. You decide, guys. Text in.
How quickly do you want it?
How lazy am I feeling, guys? Text in, roast me.
Anyway, it's been real. Anything finally you guys want to say as like an ending? What's your last word you want to be?
Last word before Griffin eats everyone.
Go and support local.
Support local artists, man.
Go 100%. Out. There's so much good stuff out there. Just go dig in a little bit.
Preach. Awesome.
Yeah.